Amid the disarray of a partial shutdown, the federal government is considering a controversial step. It's whether to let scientists make changes in the genes in a woman's egg that would be passed down through generations. The goal here is to protect babies from devastating genetic diseases. The research, though, is raising fears about designer babies, NPR's Rob Stein reports.
About 2 years after her son Will was born, Lori Martin got some terrible news. Will had a rare genetic syndrome. There's no treatment, no cure, and it's always eventually fatal.
The experience of being told that your son is basically going to die and you don't know when or how, but it's obviously life-changing and it completely wrecks your world.
Martin and her husband are trying to help Will live as long and as happy a life as they can, and they want more kids. But Will's syndrome was caused by a defect in a specific kind of DNA that women pass down to their children through their eggs.
Since I am a carrier, I've been told it's recommended I do not have any more biological children using my eggs. It's a really devastating blow to be told not to have more children.
But some scientists now think they can help Martin and thousands of other women carrying similar genetic defects. Dieter Egli is part of one team based in New York.
We have developed a technique that would allow a woman to have a child that is not affected by this disease, and yet the child would be related to her genetically.
Here's how it works. Doctors take eggs from women like Martin and pluck out all the genes except for the ones that are defective. They're called mitochondrial DNA. They then do the same thing to eggs that have been donated by women with healthy mitochondrial DNA.
The DNA of the woman who wants to have the child is transferred into that healthy egg. And now you have an egg with DNA of the woman who wants to have the child and healthy mitochondrial DNA.
The new egg can then be fertilized in the laboratory with the husband's sperm, and that embryo could be transferred into a woman's womb. Scientists in Oregon have already made embryos this way. And they've gone even further. They've made healthy baby monkeys. Shukok Matalapov of the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland says they now want to take the next step. They want to try to make healthy human babies.
We're ready to move on to the next stage and then to transplant these embryos that created this way into a patient.
But this is all incredibly controversial. First of all, the baby would be born with genes from three different people, from the father, from the woman trying to have a healthy baby, and from the woman who donated the healthy egg. Ronald Green is a bioethicist at Dartmouth.
There are issues of identity that the child may experience later in life. Who am I? Am I a human being like all other human beings with two parents? Am I some kind of new type of creature?
There are even bigger concerns. The first is whether it's safe, and whether by trying to fix one problem, scientists may end up messing up the human genetic code.
If mistakes are made, they won't just be mistakes in the child that is born, but if that child has children down the line, those children will inherit the mitochondria from that child and will have introduced new genetic diseases into the human population.
That's why this sort of thing has always been off limits. Marcy Darnofsky of the Center for Genetics and Society says it's banned in many countries.
They really would cross this bright line that's been established and has been observed by scientists around the world. And that bright line says we're not going to make genetic changes that are inheritable, that are passed down from one generation to the next.
And there's another big reason for that bright line, beyond fears of introducing mistakes into the gene pool. The big fear is that this eventually could lead to someone trying to make designer babies.
The problem is that once we start saying we're going to allow inheritable genetic changes to make healthier children, then the next step is we're going to allow these kinds of genetic engineering experiments to make children who are more intelligent or more athletic or have perfect pitch.
Now, the scientists who want to do this say they're nowhere near being able to do anything like that, and all the research so far indicates it's safe. Mark Sauer of the Columbia University Medical Center is working with the New York group.
Abuses in medicine can occur, and they do, but that's not what this is about. What we're hoping to do, I think, is the most noble of efforts, which is cure disease and to help women deliver healthy, normal children.
For her part, Lori Martin hopes the research keeps going. It may be too late for her, but it may help other women like her, like her younger sister.
Any woman would love to be able to create a baby of their own. Having that kind of gift would be, it's a priceless gift to us. So I hope that that would be an option for our family.
The British government is moving toward letting this kind of thing go ahead in England. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration is holding a hearing at the end of October about what to do in this country. Rob Stein, NPR News.